Loveline, coast to coast.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Yes, Drew?
No, I'm nothing. You just seem got a funny cadence tonight.
Well, I was going to give the fax number, and then I realized Westwood One owns a fax machine for which there's no paper manufactured anymore because it was probably bought in... It was bought at the World's Fair.
Well, you know what they do have here, though?
1908.
Right. I just saw over here in the back office, Morse code. So people can send us messages on Morse code if they wish.
Just be nice.
All right. And there's a drop zone for carrier pigeon, I believe, on the roof, too.
Yeah.
All right. So I kid you not, even though fax machines are now $89, Westwood One does not own one that works because the paper that... The tractor feed paper is no longer manufactured. Big bucks, everybody. Big companies, Westwood, too. Dina Tovic is our guest tonight. She is from Sex, Love, and Choices. This is an organization that reaches out to kids at school and beats them over the head about not having sex. And listen, I'm fine with that. I want people not to have sex.
Well, that's been always your point, is it?
Yeah, everyone but me.
Well, no, people having kids who shouldn't have kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care about the venereal disease.
Right.
That's fine with me.
Warts don't bother you, Adam.
Even if it sterilizes them, better. That's the way I look at it. I look at everyone as a rodent but me.
Okay.
I wish you were not speaking the truth.
Right.
This is accurate.
But it's all reality.
But now what where do you go? Do you go junior high? Do you go high school?
We do both. We mostly do high school presentations, assemblies, classrooms, Southern California based.
Now, is this schools that already have abstinence only education that encourage you to come in? Or the schools that may or may not have federal funding based on abstinence?
Well, there is no funding in California as far as the public schools go.
For abstinence only.
There is funding for school-based clinics and other things of along those lines. But as far as abstinence only, we really go in on private donations, scholarships. Schools have no cash for this stuff. I mean, they're basically herd indirect... I can't quote it verbatim, but Governor Davis said that abstinence-only education is being taken care of in California, although we have one of the highest teen pregnancy rates in the nation. So,
but there's a federal sort of statute
there is.
They give you matching funds if you educate as abstinence-only, as the only alternative outside of marriage.
Right.
Is that the kind of thing?
It's a national grant called Title V. California, I believe right now, is the only state that denied or wouldn't take any Title V funding.
So we're
straight private funding.
But abstinence-only education is wonderful if it also includes how to deal with being abstinent. In other words, how to negotiate.
The lifestyle.
Lifestyle so much. Oh. Yeah. Like Adam dealt with that for a long time. But
yeah, here's an Atari game. Sit home.
Oh,
what do you mean the lifestyle?
No, not lifestyle.
Well, there is a lifestyle.
Doing nothing, please. I led that lifestyle.
That's not true.
That's no lifestyle.
It's
a death style.
It's a total lifestyle. You know, the thing is, I heard, who was it? Our former Surgeon General, Jocelyn Elders, talk about what her definition of abstinence.
What was it?
And it was during a congressional hearing, and there was a list of about 30 things, the least offensive being what she entitled outer course, which is everything but intercourse.
And that's abstinence to her.
And that's abstinence to her. And the least offensive that I could probably mention being dry humping, taking showers together, and mutual masturbation.
That's all good.
That's all good, according to me.
No, I understand.
That is not abstinence.
Because what's happening is...
Jocelyn Elders was really...
Yeah.
On the vanguard of a lot of stuff. I think she'll be appreciated more as the years
as
wear off.
As the years wear off. There you go.
Well, canned for talking about masturbation and dry humping.
Yeah, but...
What a lady. We're going to build a statue to her.
But to me, that goes back to the fact that virginity has become sort of a technicality.
It is.
Is abstinence chastity?
Well, the abstinence, according, I would define abstinence as living a lifestyle of self-control, self-discipline.
Doing what you want to do.
Yeah, delaying self-gratification. You know, things that encompass a total lifestyle. It's not just about not having sex until you get married, although I believe it's a large part.
Shouldn't you basically just be preaching this toward the women and sort of head the penis off at the pass? you know what I mean? Because if you can shut the women down, then what good are the men?
Well,
the men are
going to
be a tougher audience, too.
I actually totally agree with you, because for the most part, if the women aren't giving it up, the men aren't getting it.
How about Wendy Shalit and the Return to Modesty?
Yes. That has caused a revival, I think, this revival of sorts among young women.
So that book, you think, had a significant impact?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not like many teen girls are picking it up at Barnes & Noble, but I think that the attitude, that view, is really beginning to get out. That I think for so long in the 60s and the 70s, this generation is really dealing with the ramifications of what happened during the sexual revolution. And I think people are just tired of it, tell you the truth.
Well, I don't know if they're tired of it, but maybe we've gotten used to it. But what about just addressing the women? Just have an assembly for women.
Well, it's I think the most effective. I do a lot of all-girl Catholic schools, believe it or not, and it's interesting because I always thought the all-girl Catholic school reputation wasn't reality, but the most commonly asked question at all-girl Catholic schools
is anal sex.
What's
virginity?
Is anal sex oral sex?
It's the loophole. How far can I go?
It's the technicality.
Yeah,
those are the ones that call us about that.
That's right, and it's because they have this idea that all these other forms of outer course, quote unquote, is abstinence.
And let me tell you what it's really because
what?
Of.
Tell me.
Most religion sucks. It's very confining. So people start looking
trying to find a loophole.
For ways around it. And it's sort of like in the 80s, if you were making, several million dollars a year and paying half of it in taxes, mm-hmm. you had to start finding ways not to pay so goddamn much. You had to start looking for loopholes and technicalities and work around it. And most people that are into religion are also into getting laid, having a drink every once in a while, maybe coveting an oxen or two or killing somebody or something like that. Well, they got to kind of work it out.
The way some of it's done today, I don't want to, not any specific religions, but very often kids experience a certain amount of powerlessness, and that results in a certain kind of sexual energy later.
Gearing towards, I think, too, it becomes, the religious aspect becomes just that. It becomes religion and not a relationship, an issue of personal accountability, which is really what we need to. That's the heart of, I think, abstinence. Is have you gotten to a place in your own life where enough is enough? Where the media message of sex, sex, sex. I mean, I was just watching the whole series finales, on all the major networks, and there is no one there that isn't getting any. I mean, everybody's getting some. And if you're not, then there's a major issue.
You can say lay on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
She thinks she's talking to the Catholic girls. She's not ready for our audience.
Okay, I'll be safe.
Well, look, obviously sex sells. People are excited, and everyone's a voyeur to some extent. But I really just suggest pounding away on the women.
I think you're right.
Just
not
leave
scaring,
the guys alone.
But not scaring, because, many,
whatever it is.
Most of the abstinence-only education that's done out there is sort of reefer madness education.
Mm-hmm.
And kids will cut down their activity for 3 months, and there's a rebound and over.
There is, you're right.
And so it's got to be very realistic in the context of what
they're...
Yeah,
in a day-to-day.
All right, let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Lindsay, who's 18. Lindsay?
Hello?
Hey.
I'm going to make this short and simple. Does a guy ever ask, a girl to go to, King's Minion or, out somewhere just as friends, or is he always trying to get, close to her or something?
Adam?
King's Minion?
Yeah.
Is that a theme restaurant?
What?
Is that the wharf at Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big development.
Oh. Yeah, why would a guy ask a girl to go out at night?
No, not at night. Just, is it, would a guy ask her out to go just as friends, or is he always trying to get close to her?
No, he's trying to get close. How old is this guy?
He's 30.
He's 30. And you're 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. He may rape you before you even get to the pier.
Yeah. Yes.
Who is this guy?
My manager at work.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lindsay, please. Don't. Do not please.
Look 30, though.
All right, Lindsay.
That's
what's
right.
All right, now we want to
15,
know,
so.
Now we want to know what's the matter with you.
With me?
Yeah. If you don't have the judgment to understand, A, that this guy is behaving unethical, inappropriate, and probably ways that are specifically against the rules at your place of work, and that you would allow a predator like this to come into your life, where have you been victimized in the past?
I haven't. I've had, a normal life.
Well,
I understand.
She hasn't done it. She's calling. Where do you work?
No, she doesn't even see it.
I work at a children's toy store.
I see. And what's he's like in charge of Cabbage Patch or
video?
He's the manager of the place?
General manager.
Okay. And you like this guy, right?
I know he's dated younger girls.
Oh, all right.
Geez.
Then listen, you will become one of his, victims, for lack of a better term.
One of the heads hangs on the wall.
There's no way this guy could just be like, want to be friends.
No way.
No way.
No way.
He's risking his career.
Yeah.
He's
Why?
Doing something totally inappropriate.
You know, it's funny, and it's so sad, and I feel bad when I say this to women, but especially the ones under 20. I know you guys think you have a good personality. No, you don't. None of you. We don't want to talk to you about anything.
Horrible.
Well, it's true. Drew, at age 30, did you want the companionship?
Of a 19-year-old.
Yes. Yeah. You just wanted the exchange, the verbal exchange
with an
18-year-old.
I'd finished residency, been practicing medicine for 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like nothing more to talk to somebody who just got out of high school.
Well, listen, I had half a junior college education. I still don't want to talk to women my own age, for Christ's sake.
Well, that's just because they don't want to talk to you.
Well, I mean, present company excluded, of course.
Well, thank you.
This guy's an idiot. Don't go with him. It definitely means something. Angela?
Yes?
You're 22?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Yeah, I just have a question. I've really never had too much of a serious relationship, but when I meet, a guy, I always seem to want to be with them. And I don't know if that's, normal.
You mean when you have sex with them the first time?
Pardon me?
But what do you mean by be with them?
Right, have sex with them.
Okay.
So you always want to have sex with the guy whenever you're with him?
Whenever you go, first date.
If I'm attracted to them, right, yes.
Yeah. Right. So is there something specific? I mean, are these guys just really attractive to you?
Well, I always think if I think they're cute, it really doesn't matter.
Angela, how often are you doing this?
Pardon me?
How often are you doing this?
Actually, not that often.
Yeah. How often is that? How often is that?
Well, it's kind of weird. If I have, an opportunity to, I'll do it. I'm kind of in a relationship now when that's kind of, happening. But I hadn't been in one for, at least a year.
So once a year you do this?
No, it's more than once a year. But it's, if it happens.
Right, but what relationship are you in now?
Well, actually, it's this guy that I know from my work. And, I had just met him, and I thought he was, really, really cute. And, things just, happened really fast, and I don't...
Are you in a relationship with him now?
Well, a sexual relationship, and I think he wants more, because he told me he loved me, and I mean, I don't really love him.
You're fast.
Drew, please. Well, you're not into him. Okay, so what's up with you that you can't be in an intimate relationship?
I don't know.
Where's daddy?
Oh, no, my dad? Oh, my parents aren't divorced. They have an okay marriage, but...
Yeah? Your dad's a good guy? You love him?
I love him, yeah. He was never really around when I was...
All right, well, there's something.
Angela, people don't... When they love someone, they don't go, yeah...
Kinda.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, not really.
Yeah, you never really connected with your dad, right?
Right.
So you're scared to connect with guys. Yeah. So you just turn it into a sexual thing. Well, and even when the guy wants more than that,
you can't give it.
You don't commit to that.
So it's not so much you can't connect, guys. You've never been. That's who you are, as the person, that girl who's not connected to guys.
So don't turn it into a sexual problem. It's an emotional thing. I mean, you go to the therapist, read a book, take a walk.
That, or what you can do is try to delay the sexual relationship and see if it's going to be scary for you. You're not going to know what to do.
That's what's so hard, because I was going to try to delay this one and it just didn't work.
Well, the guys are going to oblige you every time. So you're the one that's going to have to hold the boundary, and it's going to have to be, you know, uncomfortable. Well, how would you suggest somebody deal with it? Because this is a real emotional issue for her. Where if she doesn't have sex, it's a real relationship. It has real intimacy, real feelings that she's never experienced before.
Well, Angela, I would first suggest, I think you need to figure out what your goals are in this relationship. Is your goal to... Because if your goal continues to be what it is, then you're going to continue on this track of getting with guys and, you know, having sex with them, and then things don't work out, and it's a cycle. And so the goal needs to have... Are you looking to be in an intimate, long-term relationship with somebody? And if you are, then sex is not the way to approach that initially.
Right. All right. I agree. And this is, again, not a sexual problem. Tammy?
Yeah.
Tammy. That's
actually the one thing she's got together.
Yeah, the sex part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a pro. Tammy, you're 13. You're on with Dina Tofik. She is here from Sex, Love, and Choices. It's an organization that goes from school to school and yells at chicks about having sex. Come on, let's call spade a spade. Tammy?
Yeah.
You're 13. What's up?
Hey, okay. I have an older boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
How old?
Hmm?
How old is he?
15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you're 13, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oop.
Oh, my.
Dad just walked in.
Yeah. Older boyfriend. Somebody walked
heard
in.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wanted to, well, geez, I don't know if we should say.
Just in case the radio is still on.
Listening. Well, listen, Tammy turned that radio down. Yeah, she was nervous.
Oop.
Nervous about giving her boyfriend a hand job.
Yeah, first hand job.
First hand job.
Is she a virgin?
Yeah. She's never given a hand.
She's 13, yeah. I'm hoping.
Okay. Yeah. Tammy, stay away.
Stay away
not
from the penis?
Not to mention, there are a list of sexually transmitted diseases at this point that are all transmitted skin to skin, or many of them. The most common, which we never ever hear about, human papillomavirus, commonly known
warts.
As warts.
You can get warts from a handy?
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't.
Really?
No, you can't. No.
Skin
it's
to
very,
skin.
Very,
it's very rare.
Very difficult.
It is.
Your palm,
but it's possible.
It's almost impossible for the virus to penetrate the palm, so you actually have to get it here if you're going to get it on
yes.
the fingernail. So
I agree. It's very difficult, but it is skin to skin transmission. I mean, we see pictures all the time.
And you can get herpetic Whitlow and stuff, too. But people, strangely, when they get these diseases on their hands, no big deal.
Right.
They don't care about them.
Doesn't matter.
It's just when they occur on their genitalia.
So well, yeah. Look,
well,
you get a zit. Would you mind it on your palm? Or, you know, you want it on your palm or your nose? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we could handle I'd like a zit on my hand.
Good novelty. You had one. That big lump you had.
Take a pair of goddamn pliers to it. Really go to town on it. How dare you call my sports-related injury a zit? How dare you mock me that way?
Remember what came out of it?
I don't remember what came out of it. I had a big lump in the palm of my hand.
Let's see how that looks now.
Well, and listen, I'll show you my hand, but do not handle it. You hurt me with your doctor's touch. It's numb. It's
great.
Still numb down there.
Oh, there you go.
It's caved in a little bit.
A little bit over here.
As you can see. Yeah, Drew's. He's,
are you gonna let me handle it?
He's a brute. You see the other hand?
Yeah.
No, because it feels dead, and I don't like the way it feels. It's a weird. It's like putting the tongue on the roof of your mouth.
I asked my surgeon friend to have your hand match your soul.
Wait,
dead.
So real quick to Tammy again.
Oh yeah.
Not to mention
no hand jobs. Right.
No hand jobs. All the emotional, I believe, ramifications of any sort of sexual involvement are present when you do stuff like that. I mean, that's intimate stuff.
But so again, the point really is that there's an advantage to modesty and chastity.
I mean, it's beyond an advantage. What's the worst that can happen?
It's also a slippery slope because if you're given handies at 13,
you're given
oral. What's happening?
A year later.
Yeah.
I mean,
a year, 6 months tops.
A handy's what they call, in the drug world,
an entry level.
The stepping stone.
Well, the gateway.
Maneuver, the gateway maneuver.
The gateway.
Yeah, you're not
like
going to... You're not going to give a guy a handy at 13 and still be handing out handies at 19. You will if you've all.
There is a progression. I agree.
Absolutely.
Which is why I think it's so important for 13, especially. I don't know. Something goes down at 13, Dr. Drew.
Bat mitzvah. Did you have one of those?
No, I didn't.
Thank God.
So...
it's important that we really start being aware of what's going on with our teens.
We got to take ourselves a little break. Dina Tofik is our guest tonight. She's with a organization called Sex, Love, and Choices. Dina, do you want to give a website or a phone number or something out?
Yeah, phone number to get one of our presentations into schools is 562-398-6106.
And,
I'm sorry, 626. Not 562.
Well, give the whole thing again.
It's 626-398-6106.
And you guys go to the school and do assemblies.
That's right. Assemblies, classroom presentations.
I'll tell you, I loved an assembly when I was in school.
I know.
Anything
you did
to get up and walk somewhere other than the cooler, which was the classroom. And, you know, the only, I really got screwed scholastically. I had one field trip. No. Two field trips and one assembly my entire school. One field trip, as you know, was to Lawry's, the seasoning plant.
Oh, went there.
In goddamn Eagle Rock or wherever the hell that dump is. And nothing less exciting
to a
12-year-old than seeing where the taco seasoning is manufactured. And actually getting a packet of taco seasoning to take with. Do you realize how worthless that is to a 12, 13-year-old kid? I think I still have that goddamn thing in my wallet.
Oh.
Useless.
Oh.
Yeah, even Huell Hauser probably turned down the Lawry's people, said it wasn't fascinating enough. And this is a guy who just 2 hours on churros. The second one I went to was Alvera Street, which is anyone who lives in the Los Angeles area. This is just basically the big cop-out as when it comes to field trips. It's close by. It's technically somewhere else. But let me tell you something. All of Los Angeles is Alvera Street. Alvera Street is everywhere now. It's a bunch of Mexicans selling marionettes. And, again, you could capitalize on a churro or maybe a soft taco or something. That was worthless. And the one school assembly I had, LeBeau from Hogan's Heroes, the French guy.
Oh, really?
He came in and talked about the Holocaust. Talk about...
Life-changing?
Yeah. So I'm sitting there at 17 going, Jesus Christ, let's go back to Lawry's. All right. I was about ready to climb into an oven after about 10 minutes of LeBeau going on about the Holocaust.
Well, these are wonderful stories.
Thank you, dickhead. We'll take ourselves a break. We'll be right back.
Hello. This is your radio. Radio. Loveline will be right back.
Hey. There you go, everybody. It's Loveline. I like this song. Who is this band? You must know this guy. Oh, yeah. Sum 41. That's right. Good guys. Oh, yeah. They'll be on June 21st. Yeah.
There you go.
Good guys. Good guys.
Good times.
Dina Tofik is our guest tonight. She is from Sex, Love, and Choices. This is a organization that is pro-abstinence. It goes to schools, talks to kids about holding off until after they tie the knot. And I agree with her. I know it's totally unrealistic,
wow.
But I totally agree.
Why is it unrealistic?
Well, it's just
tell me why.
Well, I'll tell you why. I mean, here's...
Because, I mean, the reality is I'm abstinent.
Yeah.
And, you know, waiting until I get married.
Are you?
And it's completely realistic for me. It's because I don't get myself, I try not to get myself in situations where it doesn't become unrealistic.
Right. Like trapped in the in a small room with a couple of very striking young men who do radio. Drew's missing that whole angle there.
I got it.
You attracted either one of us at all?
I couldn't even say it on the air.
Drew, yeah. Your mom wants you to marry a doctor.
Stop.
All right, so wait a minute.
Totally
here's
realistic.
Why it's, here's why it's unrealistic, and here's what I've learned from this show. The people you got to worry about most are the people who are almost, it's almost a biological mandate that they have sex. These are the young girls whose daddy wasn't around, whose daddy may have drank, whose daddy may have beat on them, or who may have been sexually abused, who did not have any kind of male guidance in their life. So all men become daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And stopping a woman like that at 14 or 15 year old at 14 or 15 years age is just damn near impossible.
But see, I think that's assuming that
that's the way it's got to be. I mean, really, because if there's a biological mandate for that, then there should be a biological mandate for rape and for all kinds of other things that we don't want people to get into, but right. they end up getting into. So, right. so I think that's a cop out.
We would say that there is, and that's why you have to create these very, very powerful laws to prevent them from doing it.
Right.
Otherwise, they'll do it because there is a very powerful
exactly.
biological mandate. So right. the only way you yeah. can stop the women is with some other sort of extremely powerful countervailing force.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But there is that. What about the note of personal responsibility, you guys? I mean,
oh, yeah. listen, that's,
I mean,
that sounds
all,
great.
That's all great. Why don't we just go into the prisons of the world and explain to the guys when they're paroled that they need to be accountable and that they can no longer commit crimes? But the problem is they're not going to listen to that because they're effed up on a level that doesn't permit that kind of influence to get to them. Now,
right, I think you're right. I think there, to a certain extent, we got to kind of believe that the reality is that not everybody is going to be absent. Not everybody that hears the message in these schools is going to
become
absent.
Here's what I think. I think you got to have like the people that are screwed up and are sexually compulsive. And I don't mean bad. They're just they've got issues, and that makes them that way. Shouldn't be glorified as merely liberated. I mean, like the Kim Cattrall character on Sex and the City.
Yeah,
yeah. She's she's a mess, and you hear people talk. Oh, she's a liberated
woman.
Just expressing her sexuality. It's like, no, this is a very, very disturbed woman.
Well, we got to find a way to justify it.
Right.
If we don't do that, it's not justifiable.
Well, we should call her, Captain McSlutty or something, something like that. Is that what we should change her character's name to?
How about not having her character at all?
Well, how about having her character but looking at it realistically?
Yeah.
At the pain of somebody who's actually engaging in those kinds of behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Not glorify that as something that should be normative.
All right. Bob?
Yeah.
You're 35.
How's it going?
What's up?
Love the show.
Thanks.
My question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I got herpes. The wife and I, ex-wife, we got herpes like 7 years ago.
How did you simultaneously contract it?
Drunken nights. Went home with a couple people.
Whoa. A little swinging.
Yeah, kind of.
Wow.
And had oral sex. I was with a girl. She was with a guy. And then we split up, and then...
You know, these relationships cannot handle this kind of thing.
Well,
wouldn't it be great if we lived
in a world where
it could, where it would work?
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be enticing anymore. We wouldn't be interested in it.
That was before we were married.
Yeah, but relationships can't handle this kind of thing. Okay, married or unmarried.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's not beat the guy up.
All right.
About
so what's
this.
Up? What's the question?
Well, so we got herpes.
Yep.
I get a breakout, every couple months. Mostly where I get my breakout is on my ear. And lately, when I get on my ear, it's like...
painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But usually I can, like, stop the breakout, with the acyclovir.
Uh-huh.
Right? Feel that little tingle, start popping the pills. And it usually doesn't happen. But lately, when it happens, like, my gland right below my ear gets really swollen.
Sure.
Is that normal?
Yep.
All right.
What did the guy? Get you in the ear, or I mean, he used your ear, and
no,
what I'm saying?
No,
he didn't ear.
Was having oral sex with the girl. The ex was with the guy, and then
God. Yeah, the ear.
Wow.
Are you still married?
No.
You're good. Ex.
It's been separated for a year.
Good. You got any kids?
One.
Oh. No.
Very great. Wonderful son.
Yeah.
He cut, he's great.
All right. How old is he?
He's 4.
Mm. All right. Who has custody of him?
It's 50-50.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, and that's working out really well.
All right. So, Drew, what should he do?
Nothing. Take your acyclovir. He didn't ask a question yet. He hasn't asked his question yet.
All right. What's your question?
If I do get into another relationship, am I contagious like 24/7?
From the ear, possibly.
Okay, but...
The question is whether or not some... Do you ever get anything on your tongue or anywhere else? Mouth?
No. On the penis, more so on my ear than...
That's interesting.
Why in the ear, Dr. Drew?
You can get it anywhere. I mean, the most devastating herpes infection is in the eye.
Right.
And usually, though, when you've had it in one place, it's, you don't inoculate other places. It's difficult to get it in two places simultaneously. But he was lucky enough to get it. And, yeah, the penis could be always contagious, though certainly very contagious if you have symptoms, and maybe not contagious when you don't have symptoms.
All right. There. See, one more good reason not to have sex, everyone.
That's right.
Joe?
Herpes in the ear.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I am not circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like to... There's this girl I really care about, right?
Right.
And I want to go farther with her in the relationship.
Right.
Not have sex. I want to wait until I'm married.
Right. But you might want to let her sniff your penis?
Yeah, well, you know, do other stuff.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. Right.
And I just want to know, do girls get freaked out by that, or...
By lack of circumcision?
Yeah.
I think it was something that they got freaked out more about in the past. I think, I don't know, what percentage of 18-year-olds are circumcised these days, Drew?
I don't know.
Well, okay, but you know how we're how we're both geniuses?
Yeah, less than before.
Would you say, okay, let's put it this way.
Yeah.
20 years ago, 90% of... 95%
yeah.
were circumcised.
Yes.
10 years ago, I'd say it'd be 70.
Yeah.
85% probably.
It's still that high.
I think it's about 70 now.
Yeah, of 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah. 65, 70?
Yeah.
All right. Has she been with a man before?
Yeah, she has.
All right. Maybe she got one that wasn't circumcised.
I don't like those chances.
You know.
I think the real issue here, is it Joe?
Yeah.
Is that right? Joe, why even endeavor in any sort of sexual stuff with her?
Because
I mean, you care about her?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you're saying that, you know, in the future you'd see yourself marrying a girl like this?
Yeah, like because she wants to go farther in this relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to hold that back just because, I mean, I'm not going to have sex with her.
So she's pushing the issue?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's
17. Uh-huh. Listen, just... Okay, so clean yourself up real nice. Do what I do. I take a balloon, I fill it with rubbing alcohol, and then I pull it over my penis and tie it off with a sandwich tie at night.
Oh, nice.
Keeps my penis moist and sterile. Just clean yourself up and have at it. She's not going to care.
Joe, how about just not endeavoring in that? Try that.
Clean yourself up and don't have sex.
That's right.
That's right.
Does that affect longevity in terms of...
relationships?
No, I mean...
Sustaining the erection? No.
Yeah.
No.
You got to think like a man here for a second.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're fine there, Joe.
I have one comment for you guys. You guys do the best work of any two human beings on the face of the earth. You guys,
imagine that. Sister Teresa?
That's right.
Ain't got nothing on us.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, Joe.
Take
Bye.
Care, Joe. Let's talk to Kate. Kate is 16. Kate?
Hey.
What's up?
First of all, I just wanted to say, are you guys going to possibly be, like, on a radio station in Philadelphia anytime?
Kate, I have been... How are you listening to us now?
Well, I go to school in Connecticut.
Ah. Yeah. I have been pressuring for that for quite some time, and it is bizarre to me that we're not on in Philadelphia. That is a natural market. I think it will happen soon.
Everybody wants it. All my friends are
going. Well, it's bizarre that we're not on. It's the only major market we're not on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Oh, really? Were we never on in Philadelphia?
Never. And it is all kinds of weird energy about it.
Really?
So, yeah. Apparently, remember that show with, what was that show, Love Phone or something?
Right.
I mean, that was a show promoting these kinds of behaviors as opposed to looking at them realistically.
Yeah.
And it got a really negative
Yeah, my roots are in Philadelphia.
So are mine. My mom's from Philadelphia.
I grew up, or I shouldn't say grew up there, but spent quite a few years there as a youth, and my dad grew up there and was raised there. All right, Kate, what's up?
Okay, anyway.
Where do you go in Connecticut?
What?
Where do you go in Connecticut?
Boarding school.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, I was thinking about having sex with a pretty good friend of mine this summer, and I was just wondering if you thought it might be the wrong thing to do.
Why?
Who are you asking?
We'll all take a stab at it. Why a friend? I mean, why not a boyfriend?
Well, okay, because, like, I go away to school, and, like, he doesn't, and, like, he's here in Philadelphia, and, And so we don't want to, like, have a big relationship, but we did last summer, and, like, we're going to this summer, too, and, like...
I see. So if you were living in Philadelphia, you would be... This would be your boyfriend?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Okay. So you really like this guy?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay. That's not your best friend. This is a guy you're
right.
very romantically involved with.
Right.
And why doesn't he want to try to maintain the relationship, you know, from... Connecticut's not that far away. I mean, it's a train ride.
Yeah.
And why does he want to try to maintain that?
Well, I mean, I think it's not just him. Like, just because, you know, I'm not home every weekend, you know, and it's just...
Here's what I think it is.
Wait a minute. What's she saying?
Don't listen to it because it's nonsense.
No, what does she say?
She said she doesn't come home every weekend. I mean, she comes home plenty.
Well, I don't come home a lot.
Yeah, but you come home plenty to maintain a relationship.
But when you're 16 and you're in love with a guy or infatuated...
He is not in love back. That's the problem here.
How old...
Don't say that.
Kate, that's the problem here.
How
because
old is
if he?
He
said to you, I want you to be my girlfriend, I love you, we'll make it work out, tell me you wouldn't do that in a heartbeat.
But he's like, he's my best friend.
No, but. He's not your best friend. You're romantically involved with him. And if you have sex with him, you're going to get bonded with him in a way that's going to be extremely painful for you. Because he doesn't have the same romantic interest in you. In terms of what he feels about you, you're a friend.
But
and he'll accept the sex, Kate. He'll accept it. No problem. But that's not because he is in love right now.
That's right, because it'll be friends with benefits, as they call it. Isn't that right?
Like I want to go out with him for the summer.
Well, that's fine. Then why don't you first make it clear that you want him to be a boyfriend?
Okay.
Why don't you establish that? And if that's starting to work out, then fine, whatever you want to do.
Kate, how old is he?
He's 16, too.
And does he know the way you feel about him?
Yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
And what's his response to that?
He doesn't completely know. I mean, like, he's sort of...
Kate, you must make it very clear to him. And whatever he does in response, you've got to be honest with yourself about.
And why isn't he in on this? I mean, yes, I agree with Drew.
Yeah.
But how do I, like, make it, like, completely clear, you know? Because, like, what if he, like, I'm sure he, like, I don't know, you know? Like,
you're afraid of what he's going to say back. That's why you can't make it completely clear.
I know.
And if he says back, I'm not up for that, you have to accept that. Because that's what you're dealing with.
I think she has the feeling he's not up for it.
Of course
already.
That's what she's feeling.
Hey,
it's just like I'm negative, you know? Like, I'm always negative. But
I wouldn't. Why do people bother calling this show? It's so painful.
Kate, let me ask you a question. Now
the final nail in the sex coffin.
Do you want to have sex with him so you could keep this relationship?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
It's sounding like that a little bit,
Doctor. I really don't think, like, that would, like... I don't know. Like, I think we're going to go out, like, no matter what. And I'm,
all right. Why are you going to boarding school?
It's like a good boarding school. It's not like a bad people boarding school. It's like...
All right. It's okay. Are your parents busy? They're attorneys?
No. It has nothing to do with that. It's where smart kids go. You get into really good colleges.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And for a smart kid, you can't stop messing with that goddamn phone, can you, while you're talking to him?
I know. That's my friend on the phone.
Your friend on the phone?
Yeah. She really likes you guys too.
Let me explain something when you're listening in on a call. The idea is to do it in a stealth type manner, not to be known.
It's like Get Smart here.
Driving in a 16 penny nail with the phone receiver and distracting the people you're speaking to the point where they say, "What is that?" Yeah, just tell her to sit still. All right, is your friend there? Let me talk to your friend for a second. What's her name?
Liz. Okay, talk. Hello? Hi.
Are you Kate's friend?
Yeah.
Now, does she have it bad for this guy or what?
Yeah, she really does.
She really does.
And he's not quite as into it as much,
well,
is
no,
he?
No, I think he is, because I was talking to him last night, and he like, sounded like he was. Be quiet.
Kate?
Oh, God, Kate's more, trying to shut her.
No, there's a bunch of them there.
Really late.
Kate, mm-hmm. Our Kate's friend. What's your name? Les? Leslie?
Liz.
Liz, listen. Make Kate see reality. If this guy, make it clear to him that you want to be the boyfriend and the girlfriend. If he's not up for that, listen to that. He's being honest.
Yeah.
Guys are not persuaded by anything. Less, not by sex, especially.
That's right. And this is the type of relationship, as soon as our friend Kate gives it up, it's the relationship sounds like it's not going to last for too much longer.
Naming your kid Liz in Connecticut is a big mistake because they pronounce it Les. You know, she said it a few times.
Yeah. You're a lesbian.
Yeah, this is, what's your name? Is it, we couldn't make it out? And she was
Leslie?
Like, it's Les.
It's Les.
It's like, what, your grandmother was a lesbian and this some sort of homage? No, you know, like Elizabeth.
Team.
All right, let's take ourselves a break. We'll be back.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
It is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there, everybody. I'm real excited that Brooke Burke is coming on here at the end of the week. The super attractive woman from Wild On, whatever that E! Show is. And let me tell you, I've said it many a time, and remind me to say it to Brooke when she comes around. More pornography on E! Than any other goddamn channel on cable. Yeah. I do the man show. I get a certain amount of crap for putting, you know, the chicks on the trampolines at the end of the show. It's other stations that get a certain amount of, you know, MTV always is used as sort of the whipping boy for the sexuality and the, you know, the chicks gyrating mm-hmm. in the bikinis. Turn on E! Anytime, and you will see just, it's the Thongback channel.
What does E! Stand for again?
Entertainment. And basically what it is because things fall under the veil of entertainment, like we're going down to Cannes to take a look at the film festival. Well, they just go right to the beach and film porn stars the whole time. But it's some sort of newsworthy story that they're doing over there. It's all TNA, and I'm happy for them. I just want to know how they're getting away with it. No one ever says anything. That their whole thing is. Yeah, we're going on the set of a porn film. We're going into a hot tub with porn stars. It's nothing but thong back ass. There's more tiled out boobs on that show. I mean, you know, more blurred boobs.
Pixelated boobs.
It's amazing, and nobody complains about it. I mean, they never go, you know, the problem with the decay in society and the rampant sexuality is the E! Channel. You know, it's always MTV or, you know, Playboy or Hustler or Comedy Central or something.
They're just still.
Dina Tavik is our guest tonight. She is one of the folks from Sex, Love, and Choices. It's a group that preaches abstinence to younger people. And we agree. Nicole, good luck, but we agree. You're 16. What's up?
I just had a question because I messed around with this one guy and he asked me if I ever considered having anal sex, and I kind of am now, and I just wanted to know how to prepare.
Hang on a second, slow down here. It's what was the opening volley here? You wanted to what?
I had a question about anal sex.
Yeah, what was the question?
How do you prepare? Because I'm gonna...
And yet you're already doing it.
No, I'm not already doing it because, like, I'm just considering it.
You're considering it.
Personally, how do you prepare?
How do you prepare?
You guys ever see the beginning of Kung Fu? Remember the show? I take that red hot thing and I put my wrists up against it and then I snatch the pebbles.
Yes.
And a lot of work with a bamboo stick and walk on rice paper.
And there is that book by Stanislavski, too.
Mm-hmm. What's that? The Act of Preparing for Anal Sex? Anal sex in you?
Lots of doctorate, PhD has been written on.
Nicole, how old is this guy?
24.
Oh my God.
Nicole, have you had sex yet with him?
No.
So he wants your first run to be anal sex?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because, I don't know, he's the kind of guy who messes around, but, like, not having sex a lot, but...
Should we gamble on Nicole?
What?
No. I don't know. Nicole, what's wrong with you? We don't have time for this. What's up? What happened to you? Where's your dad?
Downstairs.
Downstairs in hell?
No, he's in the house.
I see.
Part of my life, yeah.
Yeah? What's up? That you're dating a 24-year-old guy who wants anal sex?
I'm not dating him. I'm just...
Well, worse then. What are you doing? I mean, you're seriously considering having anal sex with this 24-year-old?
I wasn't before, but then, I don't know.
Adam, get back down the line of questioning about what's the matter with her, because there's something definitely
What's your dad do for a living?
He's in computers.
No, neighbor got her. Something like that.
Anything happen? Are you a virgin?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
What happened? Something?
Nothing.
Molested by a babysitter?
No, not that I can remember.
Stepbrother?
No.
Neighbor?
No.
Jehovah's Witness?
No.
Came to the door? No. Never, nothing? No beatings? Dad an alcoholic?
No.
Wait a minute. No one ever touched you or sexually molested you or anything like that?
Not that I can remember. Maybe they said something, but then nothing ever physical.
Did anybody ever suspect something like that happened to you?
I don't think so.
Have you had sex before or had any kind of intense physical relationships with anyone?
Yeah.
And how old were you when that all started?
Just 14, 15.
And how old was that guy when you were 14?
It's the same guy.
Same guy. Is this like a family member or something? Or some?
Not family member, but like friend of the family.
All right. Well, let's be fair to the guy. He was 22 at the time.
When she was 12, 14. Yeah.
It's not like he was 24.
I bet when you were about 10, he started working on you, didn't he?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Why don't you remember being 10?
I mean, like, I don't remember him that much.
Okay, so this guy's a friend of the family?
Yeah, but I didn't see him too often.
But he abused you when you were 14. He raped you.
No, he didn't have anything like that. It was just like flirting, and then got more on the sexual side when I was 15.
Yeah. He was 21.
No, when he was 23.
23, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Hey, Nicole?
Yeah?
This guy's a real bad guy. Do you know that?
He's a criminal. You understand that?
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be entertaining doing anything with this guy except for calling the cops.
But it's not that I don't like it, though.
Nicole, let me say something to you. I mean, I think what they're trying to get at, anal sex is never from any woman I've ever spoken to who's experienced this. This is not a pleasure-filled experience. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Although, I mean, this isn't. We actually have talked to him that claim it. Oh, we got to go to break.
Yeah.
We got to break. Hold on. We'll go back to her.
No, we're not. Nicole?
Yeah.
This guy's a criminal. I don't know
stay
what's
away.
Going on with you, but you stay away from
That's
him.
Right, Nicole.
Period. I don't care what he wants to do to you. Stay away from him.
I don't even want you to put your anus on a stick, a 10-foot stick, and put it near him, if that's possible. All right. We'll take a break.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Yep, Loveline, everybody. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Dina Tovic is our guest tonight. She is from Sex, Love, and Choices. This is an organization that goes around to schools and other places, right?
Right.
Churches. Yeah, you don't need to go there.
Stop. Oh, let me tell you, I think sometimes we need to go there more than we need to go to the schools. But you know, you guys, I realize that if abstinence really takes off, you all might be out of a job.
That's fine. We'll do something else.
Good.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm looking for that out of a job thing. And we still get paid though, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's those contracts work.
That's fine. All right. Let's talk to Kevin, who's 24. Kevin.
Oh, hi, Adam.
Hey.
Hi, Dr. Drew.
Kevin.
Big fans of the show.
Thanks.
I got a question for Dina. I have a bachelor's degree in sociology and psychology, and I was considering maybe going back to get my teacher certificate.
Mm-hmm.
If there was room, you know, in the high school curriculum for maybe teaching, you know, social responsible behavior, you know, for a whole semester, or... You know, I have an interest in education, but I didn't know if maybe, you know, like, if there's any room in the high school curriculum for that.
Well, where are you from?
Covington, Kentucky.
Well, I actually was out in Kentucky last year, and let me tell you, if there's room anywhere, there's room in Kentucky curriculum. So,
why is that?
I just think the South is much more receptive to this message, Dr. Drew. Mm.
But I hate to cut you off.
No,
but
it's okay.
Really, I don't mind.
No, you don't.
Is the deal that if you preach abstinence, it's considered a religious message?
I think that's how we've been tokened. Now, let me just be totally real and tell you all that for me personally, it's because I, you know, have a relationship with God, and because abstinence sort of came out of that for me. But and I think for some reason we've been all grouped in to that into that sort of arena. But the reality is that abstinence is working regardless of religious affiliation. And so
And do you have a relationship with God or Jesus Christ?
I have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?
Opposed to a corporate relationship?
Well, Adam, people talk about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, but they don't have a personal relationship with God as much. Is that because he's higher up the ladder? Or
well, you Jesus know, Jesus more Christ, man, God,
right.
You know, okay, yeah.
Okay.
So we're all there.
Right.
But now to answer your, I'm sorry, what was his name again?
Kevin.
To answer your question, yes. I've seen lots of classes where they've called them life skill classes.
Again, my understanding is that a lot of schools are resistant to giving life skills.
They
and they're big on sort of abstinence scare messages. Like, if you're going to die if you have sex, that's sort of the approach.
Well, you know, I mean, people ask me all the time, are we fear-based? You know, are we a fear-based organization? Heck yeah, we're fear. I mean, there is a genuine, healthy fear to having sex outside of a monogamous marriage. Now, am I scaring them out of having sex? I relay personal experiences and realistic consequences to having sex.
If there's something to be afraid of, shouldn't you be preaching or discussing the fact that the emotional consequences
are
very likely to occur?
To great detail. I actually think the truth is that in dealing with especially teen girls, I find that the best way to deal with it is to discuss the emotional consequences.
Okay. Hey, Kevin?
Yeah.
I'd like you to do me a favor.
Sure.
Once you get that teaching credential and you get into the Kentucky school system there, I would like to see a class at every high school called So You're Not Going to College. Basically, which is this. Here's how to fill out an application, you know, at a fast food place. Here's how to balance a checkbook. Here's how not to get your girlfriend knocked up. Here's how to possibly beat a moving violation, you know, when the cop pulls you over.
He should
just
have
a bunch of life stuff.
Adam.
Oh, my God.
They'll get most of that stuff on their way out of jail.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin, you really got to just get. There's nothing.
Hey, don't wait a minute. Don't overestimate. Don't idealize what your students are going to be like. He thought that would be applicable for people who are getting out of jail.
No,
but his perfect students. No. They're going to be.
Well, here's the thing with most high schools, and I know Drew, you went to the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for albino hemophiliacs.
Yes.
And 100% of your graduating class went off to some sort of higher form of education.
That's true.
But at your normal city high school, I would bet that a good 65, 70% of the students were not going off to a four-year education.
Mm.
And when I was in high school, well, certainly 100% of the people I knew weren't going off. But even far as going to a four, you know, some people were going to junior college. But that's just an extension of high school. It's high school with ashtrays. The other half were going to go to do some military whatever. And again, that's just guys. That's junior college with guns, basically. I mean, there's a smallish percentage were going off to a four-year university, yet the school pretended like everyone was going.
Right.
And that's how the curriculum was set up, when really the majority of the people aren't going to that. So let's get realistic and see if we can help the majority not, you know, stay out of jail, not get anyone pregnant, not pick up a venereal disease, so on and so forth. I'd like to do a whole class on just how not to piss off your stepdad or stepmom so you could squeeze another couple years
at home.
At home. Yeah. Before they boot you.
Before the garage.
I could do that, yeah. All right, let's talk to, what
word? Sophina?
Hello? Yeah.
Sophina?
Sophina.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a boyfriend that is in jail, in federal jail downtown, and he gets me to, like, dance for him.
Yeah.
I've been going to, like, over and over again.
What's he do? Why is he in there?
For credit card fraud.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But,
what do you mean dance for him? What does that mean?
Like, there's somehow he had, well, his window, there's an area where I could go and there's, like, an indentation where I could lean in and you can't be seen from either side. And he'll knock on the window if there's someone coming out of the building.
Right.
And,
So this is between the glass, visiting hours kind of thing?
No.
Outside the building.
I'm outside.
You're actually out on the sidewalk?
Yeah, well, I'm at the, like, federal building.
But dance, what do you mean dancing?
Like, I do a show for him. Like, it,
like you strip.
At first it was just, like, flashing him.
Flashing, see.
Right.
But he, I don't know, he has this way of getting me to do whatever he would like.
Yeah. Hold on, though. I'm still kind of curious. It's daylight. Are you indoors or outdoors?
It's near the end of the day, so less people are walking out, walking around. Like, I've been caught before by a guard, and he told me to come during the day because it was the weekend. He said I would mix in better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was
so
really
the guard's
surprised.
Giving her advice on how to pull
right,
this
but
off.
I'm still trying to picture the physical location of Sophia.
How it is, I'm up against the wall. And
but are you in a courtyard?
Yeah,
this is always so painful to try to get our callers to explain anything at all.
You know,
listen, I get a drunk chimpanzee with a paintbrush up his ass could paint a clearer picture than our callers could.
There's many entrances to the federal building,
right?
And this one is on the inside. It's between the entrance to the federal prison and then the courthouse.
All right, so you're outdoors.
Right.
You're in a sort of a courtyard.
Right.
He sees you from his cell window.
Right. And maybe it's not his own. I think it's one of his friends. Because if he would look
at okay.
Like,
yeah. All right, so are you dropping your pants?
I've gone that far, yeah. Yeah, I've done, you know, it's been getting pretty wild. And
aren't there a lot of other cell windows facing you, too?
Yeah.
So, aren't there a lot of guys looking?
Actually, at first, you know, I only had the idea that he knew about it, and I knew his cellmate would know, but...
He must be charging for this.
Oh, okay.
I know. I don't even strip.
Okay, well, listen, what's up with you?
It's like, what is going on with that? I don't do it anymore because... Finally, now all the guards know about me, and they said that they'll
all right. What's wrong with you? You don't have any kids, do you?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I know.
And when is this guy getting out?
In a year.
And you're going to wait for him?
I was planning on it, yes. Mm.
Why is that?
I fell in love with him.
Sure. What's not to love?
Before he went in, I mean, he was a complete asshole to me.
Yeah, surprise.
And then since he went in, he realized I was somewhere.
Right, how much he loved you?
Yeah.
Sophina, what planet are you living on?
I know.
Really, I'd like to take your parents and really just give them a good beating.
Are we raised
in
foster homes?
Yeah, I'd like to slap them around and go, you've done a horrible, horrible job.
No,
you've instilled almost no knowledge to your poor daughter.
No.
The guy was an a-hole, then he goes to jail. All of a sudden, he's Mr. Sweet because he wants you to do the hoochie-coochie outside of his window.
I understand that, but I mean it. Because he
watch the F word there, Sophina.
I'm sorry.
He will end up being the same asshole when he gets out. Absolutely. Maybe worse.
Do you think I should like date? I don't know. Because he has many siblings. Isn't that bad?
He has many siblings.
Siblings, and I have met one of him.
Sophina, have you been in a psychiatric hospital before?
You're insane.
No?
No.
Has anybody suggested you take medication or anything?
No, not at all. I don't know. It sounds pretty crazy.
What do you do for a living?
What I do, I'm an actress.
Wait a minute.
Bartender.
You're a bartender.
Yeah.
Okay. You understand that everyone who's listening to this call is rolling their eyes. Actually, they've come full circle. They started and went around like a slot machine. This guy's a world-class a-hole, and you sound like you should be on medication for even entertaining the thoughts that you entertain with this guy.
Well, he wanted me to mention that I have thought of dating his brother, because his brother's, like...
Yeah.
Is this supposed to...
He's probably listening right now.
Sophina, is that supposed to make this more justifiable in some way?
No,
or sound
no,
better to
I
us?
I just think he wanted your opinion on the brother part.
Yeah, we think...
Me.
All right, listen, okay.
I have interest in his brother.
Sophina, here's what I'd like you to do.
Okay.
Because this guy may be paroled soon and kill me. Do not
He's
just...
not that tight.
Listen to me. Do not date his brother.
Okay. I don't want to date anybody.
Okay, do not date anybody.
Do not date anybody, yeah.
Wait for him, and in the meantime, sterilize yourself so that you can never get pregnant.
Well,
right?
I'm getting an IUD.
Get the IUD. Yeah, okay, get that IUD.
But nobody else.
I don't want anybody else.
Nobody else.
No. IUDs are not good for women that have not had babies. It can add to sterility, but don't tell
Right. Good.
That, so.
Good. We recommend the IUD. Listen, I am. I realize that sterility would really help this country. It absolutely would.
I hear you're a big fan of sterility.
Maybe I'd develop a tubal beam, a sterility beam.
Something that I could hit a young woman with? What kind of range? A couple hundred meters? What are we talking about?
And same for men. We have a vas deferentectomy beam.
Get to work on that, Drew. All right. Oh, my God. She was a crackpot. Alex?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Huh?
What's up?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thanks for helping my brother out. He called in, like, a long time ago, and he was Jeb, and he circumcised himself and counseling.
Oh, my God.
I kind of remember that one.
Too.
Yeah.
My penis still hurts.
Is he okay now?
He's pretty okay. He's seeing somebody and helping him with whatever he was thinking.
Good. What's your question?
I wanted to say thank you, but I have these spots all over my chest and mainly on my back, and they're red, and they're just like they're the size of probably smaller than a dime.
That's a rash. Alex, when do you get that evaluated?
Well, I've gotten two doctors' opinions.
Okay.
One said it was from stress. They were just spots from stress.
Uh-huh.
One said they were possibly ringworms.
It sounds like a fungus.
I've had them since like fifth grade.
Yeah, did you have it treated?
No, nobody knew how to treat them.
Why don't you get some Selsun Blue shampoo? Mm-hmm. Oh, just in the pharmacy
and drink it.
And
right?
Use that like a soap every time you take a shower. Okay.
Really? On your body?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a ringworm? Is that a worm?
Fungus.
Yeah. Why do they weave worm into that? Just to freak out all the laymen?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I have no idea why.
Leave the worm. As a doctor, why don't you make that a cause of yours? Try to remove the word worm.
There's all kinds of weird crap that people sort of, eponyms, names that people use for stuff that make no sense.
Yeah, but a tapeworm is a worm.
I understand. Ringworm is no sense.
Let's just eliminate the worm. And what else is that? What do they call that? Lupus or something? What do they call that? Not lupus. They got another word for ringworm, don't they? Is it? They're not a technical term for it or something?
Tinea corporis.
Yeah, there you go.
The layman's term right there.
That's Latin for worm. Scott?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, there's this girl I've been talking to. Well, I met her in the fifth grade, but she moved out of town, and I ran back into her, And, we got sort of talking because we exchanged phone numbers, but I know I'm taking forever, but I'll cut into it.
That's all right.
I fell in love with her, and, basically my whole life I pretty much hated everybody, And,
Vice versa.
I fell in love with her, and we were really good friends. It's gotten to the point where we could talk to each other about anything. I mean, we could use a restroom practically and talk on the phone. It was funnier. And then I told her how I felt. It took me 4 months to tell her. And it seems like ever since then, we haven't been as good as friends. But now, I'll tell her how I feel and stuff, and she'll, either get mad or she'll go post and be like, don't talk that way. And
well, you mean when you tell her you love her?
Yeah, and when I tell her she's beautiful, because she practically makes the comment that she doesn't think she's beautiful and everything. And, when we go out in public and stuff, it's sort of like she spends more time talking to everybody else than me. And
Scott, this is not a great sign.
Yeah. This is you sort of stalking her, really, or being obsessed with her. It's not a relationship.
Hey, have you ever had a physical relationship with her?
Not really. I mean, it sort of seems awkward if we would because we're good friends.
All right, you're just friends. Keep it on the friend level.
Yeah, but you're in love with her, right?
Mm. Yeah, but I wouldn't keep it on friends for now and let it grow. But the real mistake I think I've made that really scared her away is, you guys know who the Doors are?
The band?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We might have heard of them once or twice.
Yeah, I roadied for them.
They're my gods, but except for you, Adam.
Yeah, true.
But I went out and bought her $120 doors box set. You know, I work at McDonald's. It takes forever to work the money up for that, and I got it.
And, right. And, yeah. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
You sound like you got a little nutty energy coursing through your veins.
I'm, like, nervous real bad.
Oh, okay. All right. But any 16-year-old is really into the Doors. I love the Doors. I really do. But I'm 36.
Yeah.
Oh, 37 now.
Oh,
holy Christ.
When was your birthday?
That was a couple of weeks ago.
Happy birthday.
My birthday was 2 days ago.
Hey, mine was 1 week ago. Good times, everybody. Hey, the point is you're freaking this girl out.
Totally.
And you guys are friends, and that's the way she'd like to keep it. And all the talk about romance and relationship freaks her out. And you're going to have to accept that. And why not take some of that energy and channel it towards someone who likes you back romantically?
Yeah, but I'm not contradicting you on saying this right here, because I totally believe what you guys are saying. But her friend that talks to her all the time, that I've known since the third grade, just down told me like a week ago that Sonya said she had some feelings towards me.
Scott, like, forget it, Scott.
Let me paint that picture. I'll kill myself if Tanya doesn't have feelings for me. Oh, she's got some feelings toward you. Maybe not the same feelings you have, but some feelings. But she has feelings, right? Well, some, good enough.
Good, because I'd kill myself if I thought otherwise.
Hey, Scott, she ain't into you that way. Don't you think she would have let you know by now?
Yeah, probably, but
okay.
She's the type that doesn't tell anyone.
No, Scott.
You would know. What do you mean doesn't tell anyone? She freaks out every time you tell her how beautiful she is and how much you love her. Scott, this is reality talking, okay? She ain't into you that way. Every second you spend on her in that way is a waste of time.
Adam's wish that someone had talked to him this way.
I really do.
Spinning yarns about someone.
You can't want it enough for the two of you.
Yes.
And there's something about being 16 and being a male that makes you think that is possible, which is, well, it's okay. She's not into me at all. I'm into her 200%.
Yeah.
They split that in half. You got 100 each way.
They never tell you what they mean anyway. And she'll be around. She'll come around.
And these guys can exist off a poppy seed of love for months and months and months.
And
she has to do is throw away one. Oh, no, you're not ugly. You're kind of cute. After the guy says, don't you think I'm ugly?
Or I'm going to kill myself.
I'm going to kill myself because I'm so ugly. And they'll live off of that for years.
But usually these ones that are set up this intensely, there was a moment in the early phase of their relationship where there might have been a little possibility of something.
Yeah.
And the power. And then, no, forget it.
Right.
And that's what gets them going, that they let it go. It never had.
And the sad irony is this guy working at Mickey D's, making $5 an hour before taxes, and buying her the $120 Doors box set, which, by the way, is literally a millionaire. I still can't afford that box set. he thinks that makes her love, it's going to soften her up, when really it freaks her out just a little bit more.
A lot more.
That much further away. All right, we'll be back to dash the dreams of yet another teen after this.
Hello, who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Hi, this is David Alan Greer, and you are listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and
the one and only Dr. Drew.
Yes, you is. Dina Tovic is our guest tonight. Sex, Love, and Choices is the name of her organization. Goes around, travels the country, talks to young people at schools about abstinence and the how that affects them and the choices they make. And it's sort of like what we do, except for we don't care and we don't travel. And we get paid 10 times as much, maybe 50.
At least.
Yeah, isn't that great?
It's wonderful.
You know, Drew, we always complain about coming out on the losing end of everything. But look at us. We sit here on our fat asses up on our ivory tower, get paid 20 times as much as someone like poor Dean over there, who's flying coach and taking shuttles and staying at crappy hotels.
If you only knew.
Motels. And look at us up here on our ivory towers. And we don't even care. Dice.
Love. Hello?
You're 15?
Yeah.
Is your name Dice?
Yeah.
It really is. Interesting. What's up?
Well, you know, my friend, like,
me and him, we both smoke weed, right? And
you what?
Me and him, like, we both smoke weed.
Smoke weed, right.
Yeah. And, like, he says that it kills the sperm cells.
No.
Not
enough to prevent a pregnancy. It reduces your, it can give you breasts. It can take your testosterone low enough to give you a little breast enlargement, but it doesn't do enough to stop a pregnancy.
Oh.
Otherwise, there'd be no pregnancies amongst teenagers in this country, probably.
Right. Hey, why? What's your plan, Dice?
No, I just want to know because, I don't use a condom when I have sex.
Well, you're going to have a baby then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
You do? All right.
Well, it's not my girl. Like, we just mess around.
All right. How old is she?
She thinks she's your girlfriend.
Okay, 14. But hey,
14.
Nice. Dice, let me give you some real advice. Please listen. As you know, I'm a genius. You smoke the weed, you got yourself a nice 14-year-old you're banging around with, all that good stuff. I'm not going to talk you out of the weed. I'm not going to try to talk you out of the sex. But really, what I'd like to... I'd like to impress this on you. Do not get her pregnant. That will change your life in a very negative way.
I suppose it's true. We can't force these guys not to screw up their own lives, but to bring another life and screw that up, now we're pissed.
No, I'm not worried about the kid they bring in the world. I'm worried about me.
Yeah, but that kid's going to screw your life
up. Kid's going to end up carjacking me in 15 years or use up too much of my tax dollars.
Try to sell you energy.
Try to sell me energy. Dice. Do not get her pregnant. You must get her on some sort of birth control. You must use a condom. Whatever you got to do, don't get her pregnant and look into that morning after pill.
Do you know what that is?
Huh?
Do you know what morning after pill is?
No.
It's a pill that she can take after sex if the condom breaks, and it works very effectively against pregnancy.
Okay.
It helps prevent pregnancy.
And Dice, go easy on the weed, too, because you weren't a genius before you got into the weed, and now you're practically retarded because you're getting baked all the time. Okay?
It will damage your thinking and your brain.
Well, let me...
I'm not sure he knows that brain is where his thinking goes on, so I want to be a little clearer about that.
Let me float a theory I've not floated in a while, and nobody wants to talk about this because we do not approach drugs in a realistic way in this country. There are people that have a very high IQ that are very lucid, very articulate people, and if they want to smoke some weed and do some drugs and knock themselves down from 155 to 135 in the IQ range, that is fine. I have no problem with that. Even if they want to go from moderately intelligent to just average by getting baked every day, I'm fine with that too. Here's where the trouble is. There's a lot of you guys that are on the border of retardville, as it is. And I know we don't like to discuss this.
What's outside the border of retardville?
That's right.
What town are you in then?
That is Averageburg.
Averageburg, I see.
Averageburg, and then there's retardville.
It actually would be below Averageville, wouldn't it? Just below Averageville?
Well, if you go all the way to the southern tip of Averageville, you're below average.
Okay, I see, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're below average then, yeah. And that's where the border to retardum is.
But really, everybody, listen. There are super intelligent people, they're really dumb people, and then there's everyone in the middle. And we never do that. We never want to talk about that. But really, just close your eyes, picture people you know, picture your teachers, picture people you see on TV. There's a lot of retards, a lot of idiots, and then there's some real smart people. If you're almost retarded, if you're straddling the border from below Averageville to retardville, or below Averageburg, sorry, to retardville, and you supplement your diet with a lot of weed, you will then be in retardville. And that means you'll be a retard, except for you'll not be eligible for any of the benefits that retards get.
Right.
So you're really screwed.
But you're effectively a citizen of Retardville while you're smoking. The problem I have is that the depressions and the panic attacks and the anxiety and all that stuff stays with them possibly permanently. They get addictive disease on top of that. And that has a whole other sort of natural history to it than just being an effective citizen of Retardville.
Well, Dice, who would have been the mayor of Below Averageburg,
right,
already is now running for city council in Retardville because of the weed. So what I'm essentially saying is a guy like Dice is going to have a tough enough time in life without the weed.
He's already going to
go to junior college, drop out, and get a crappy job already. Now with the weed,
game over.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right. So all you idiots, don't smoke weed. You smart people, hey, knock yourselves out. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, there is, but go ahead.
Nothing. Yes. David, you're 17. What's up?
No? Is that me?
Yeah, it's you. Your name's David, right?
No, Davis.
Davis, okay.
Yeah.
What's up?
He's an idiot.
Go ahead.
I have hair on my penal shaft.
Penal?
Penal. Penis.
Penal.
Your penal shaft.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by the way, I smoke weed, and I'm still pretty smart.
Well, you're not as smart as you would have been without the weed, which is the point I was making.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Yeah. And you're an intelligent guy who's just making yourself a little less intelligent. That's fine with me. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
What about that hair growing up the shaft there, Drew? How far up does it go, David? Davis?
It's pretty far. Like, some of it almost goes up to, like, the head of the penis.
Yeesh. All right, so, like...
It's on the other side.
So, like, 2 inches?
What?
It's a little small penis humor there, Stoner.
I gotcha.
Okay. How can you want to know how to remove it?
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, if you're sporting that look at 17, that's going to be tough row to hoe because the hair, and Drew, you have no hair on your body, even pubic hair, but I can tell you as a man who has a fair amount of hair, especially around the ass region, that stuff starts coming on later in life.
Right.
You take a look at a guy 22, 23 with his shirt off. He's not going to have much on his back, much on his chest, just little beginnings. Take a look at that guy in his mid-30s. There's quite a bit more. It does not stop. So if you're having a problem with penis hair at 17, you're going to be a mess at 40. So what should he do to remove that?
What did we say? Just get a clipper, right? We had this call last week.
Yeah. Just buzz it off.
Yeah.
Just clip it off. And that whole, that wives' tale about, hair growing back thicker, more abundant. Like what I was yelling about last week, what choice do you have?
And by the way, what happens to our head? Why don't we all look like chias?
Right.
Chia pets?
Well, the point is maybe we do. But maybe we would, but no. We get our hair cut once a month.
No.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, but no.
All right, but let's just say...
It does, yeah.
It does grow back twice as fast.
But we get a cut.
So instead of getting a haircut every 2 months, you get it once a month.
Right.
What choice do you have? I always love that when women walk around with that mustache. Well, I got a dyed blonde. Why? So now you got a blonde mustache. Well, I can't trim it. It'll grow back thicker. Great. So you walk around your whole life with half a mustache. Everyone will look at that. Devin?
Hi.
You're 15?
I am.
What's up?
Well, I actually have a few, but I'll make it quick. First of all, Drew, does pot, like, speed up your metabolism by any chance?
It can make you feel anxious, and it can make you raise your insulin levels to the point that you start feeling sort of jittery, like you need to eat.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Because, like, I have never met, like, a fat pothead in my life, and they all eat more than I have in my entire life. So I was wondering, you know, me and my friend both were, if that speeds up your metabolism.
No, like, not that I'm aware of, no.
No, and you'll see fat people smoke weed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but not regularly.
No, Devin, you're 15. When they're 20, you will.
You're 15. First off, yes.
Whose metabolism isn't fast at 15?
Right.
True.
As you get older, your metabolism slows down, and you'll run into plenty of fat heshers. Don't worry.
All right. Well, Dina.
Yes.
I was wondering how you and, like, your group or whatever, like, how you feel about masturbation.
How do we feel about masturbation?
Yeah, like, as a way of keeping yourself...
abstinent?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just say, first of all...
Yeah.
Adam, you're not going to like my answer. Let's just resign to that right now.
Here's the problem with
what?
You people, quite honestly.
You people.
And the same with this woman we had come in here who was talking about abstinence, right?
It was Right to Life.
And Right to Life. And we said, look, you hate abortions. And she said, oh, yes. And we said, well, they got this morning after pill you can take, and it's really going to cut back on abortions. And she said, oh, no. Not for that either. And then I said, "Well, then you're for abortions." And well, she said, "No, I'm not. You want to get people to stop having sex? You better let them masturbate."
Well, you know what though? That's I don't know. Yeah. That is dropping the standard. I totally disagree because I've actually the reality of it is that I recently read a study that said that people that masturbate are actually more likely to end up engaging in sex, which totally makes sense because you're engaging in it mentally, obviously, in order to masturbate, and so it creates an atmosphere of desiring, wanting sex. So that's, you know, the natural thing is that is the natural problem with masturbation. Now, there's also, I think, an issue of are you demonstrating? Remember what we said what abstinence was? It's self-control, self-discipline, and the delay of self-gratification. Well, you are not practicing any of those three things when you're masturbating.
Here's the real problem with that, though. There has never been a time in history, ever, when men have not masturbated regularly.
I'm sure.
And if they don't, they have wet dreams, and they have to release. That's it.
And,
Drew is a very passionate man. They have to
know that.
They have to. There's nothing.
Wait, but here's the deal. Not that I'm in every abstinent man's bedroom, but I do know many young men who are abstinent, have become abstinent, and don't have an issue with masturbation.
It's simply a biological reality. They'll build up and release.
Eventually you just start shutting down and becoming
a
woman.
No. There still is always. There has to be wet dreams. There has to be.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the conscious, effort of masturbation.
All right.
I mean, that's reality.
Well,
drop the standard.
You're really asking for a lot.
Tell me why. I disagree, Adam.
Well, listen. Here's the other thing too. As far as the studies go, I used to believe in studies until I realized here's how studies work. Hey, we're some fringe group who has a point to make, so go out and give us a study. And then you come back with the wrong return, go out and do it again and crunch some numbers, whether it's 50,000 Americans dying of secondhand smoke every year or some other cockamamie bull-ass nonsense that people come up with. Of course, people who masturbate are more apt to have sex. I wouldn't say the masturbation leads them to sex. I would say people who have sex and are masturbators, generally more sexual creatures. And so I don't know if there's a direct correlation
the
there.
I hear you saying it's asking too much. And who says there's something wrong with asking too much, though? Because we drop the standard, to a place where it's so low. I mean, the standard has been dropped so low in my generation that people have to crawl through the gutter to get to the other side. I mean, the bar is low.
Right.
Low.
Right.
So, what is wrong with raising the standard to a place where at least you could try, you try to achieve that? There's nothing wrong with that. And I will do that till my dying day.
Well, I'll tell you, listen, you're doing the Lord's work, I guess.
Adam.
Well, why doesn't he get off his ass and do it himself?
Stop.
But here's what I want to say. It's like you're trying to tell somebody to diet, and you're saying, look, just stream water and celery. That's it. And the person's going, are you kidding? I eat like 15 Snickers a day, and I drive in a circle through the Arby's window. I just actually keep going in a loop. I never stop because by the time I get around again, I've finished off what I finished off. And you're going, just stream water and celery. And what I'm saying is tell them it's okay to have a cookie once in a while, and let's see if we can get them on the diet.
Right.
Because they're going to tune out. They're not going to get on the diet. They're going to go, screw it, I can't do that diet.
Right. And what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that if you're abstinent and you've masturbated, that's it. It's all over. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying is we can say that with the reality of understanding that it might not pan out all the time. But to bring it to a place where let's give them something to shoot for. Let's stop dropping the ball on this generation.
Well,
Adam.
She said shoot and ball in her masturbatory rant.
Well,
nice.
Okay, good
love
times.
Line, I thought it would be
I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's it. That's it.
All right, we will take ourselves a little break, and we'll be back after this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Love Line, kiddies. I'm Adam Carolla. That is my partner over there, Dr. Drew. Brooke Burke is going to be in here at the end of the week from E! Wild On. I tell you, I am just madly in love with that woman. Spectacular woman.
Bouncy, bouncy.
And another fine piece of ass, Dina Tovic, is our guest tonight. And that's a compliment. Sex, Love, and Choices is the
name
of her organization. They go out. They talk. Well, they do what me and Drew would do if we had time during the day. They go to schools, and they convince kids not to screw. And God bless her. I really do appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Adam.
I really do. And now you're not married yourself.
Not married.
You're waiting.
I am waiting.
You're virgin.
I'm not married.
Uh-oh. Made a mistake or two.
Absolutely.
And realized that, hey. Yeah, hey, listen, we know from this show, in theory,
mm-hmm.
that everyone would be better if they had less sex and waited longer.
Right.
And did all of that.
Yeah.
And I think our feeling on it is basically like this, getting back to the diet or whatever. Everyone would be better if they exercised every day. Everyone would be better if they ate organic fruits and vegetables. Everyone would be better if they did whatever, fill in the blank, that we don't get to do all the time. But you try to strike a balance, and you try not to overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
And you do eat fast food every once in a while, but you don't eat it all the time. But once in a while, you do, and you don't beat yourself up for it. I think that's kind of how we look at sex around here, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Dave?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Here's my dilemma. I've been with my girlfriend for a little over a year now, and she's all into abstinence and everything. And, you know, I had much love for her, and I still do. The thing is, you know, it's getting kind of hard. It's already been a year now, and I've been trying to be faithful, you know, but lately I've been having this one girl that's really trying to get with me.
Yeah.
And she knows about my girlfriend and everything, and she doesn't mind all of that.
Does your girlfriend want to get married?
That's the thing. She's not really looking for something that serious right now. But, you know, she still tells me that she loves me, and she still tells me that she wants to, you know, go ahead and keep going.
Hold on a second. She's not having sex with you.
Exactly.
She's not looking for anything too serious.
Exactly.
She may not be that into you. I mean, this thing probably on the way out, if it ever was in.
Possibly. Or, and by the way, this other woman who doesn't mind the girlfriend will as soon as you have sex with her.
Come again?
As soon as you sleep with this girl who doesn't mind about the girlfriend,
yeah.
Suddenly she'll mind.
And yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of chaos.
I'm not really getting this relationship exactly.
Yeah, well, it's like, okay, let me put it to you this way. We'll do everything except for sex.
Is she in school or doing something?
Yeah, she's in school.
What's she training for?
Oh, she's in eighth grade, yeah. Give her time.
Okay.
Not quite. She actually goes to university down here, USC.
I see.
And what's she training for?
Second year, pre-med.
Yeah, she may have that sight set.
Is there a cultural thing? Is she Indian or something?
No.
Nothing?
No, she's not Indian.
What is she?
She's an Armenian.
All right. Yeah, okay.
So
listen,
it is a cultural thing.
When I say if there's a cultural thing and then guess one of the wrong on one of the 50,000 cultures that are floating around Los Angeles,
yeah.
I don't have to be wrong.
Yeah.
So this may be a cultural thing.
Whatever. Well, yes and no. Yes and no. It's not like nowadays all of the Armenians follow that culture.
Yeah, but she may be one of them that does.
Maybe.
All right.
Are you in love with her?
I thought I was, and, you know, I still do care about her and everything, but it's really getting in the way for me.
Okay.
Getting into a relationship.
Hey,
know?
Dave?
Yeah.
It really, I know it sounds like we tell everyone to break up who calls this show, but break up. She does not sound that incredibly into you or the relationship, and you don't sound like a huge fan of it either. And you guys are just kind of coasting along because you said you loved each other 6 months ago, and you're trying to see that through.
And Dave's just trying to get some of this.
I mean, she's telling him, not only are we not going to have intercourse, but I'm not really in a stage of my life where I'm looking for anything serious. Hey, that's out. She's not in this thing at all. Usually, she should be saying, look, let's get married or wait for me or something like that.
Yeah.
She's not in at all. No. And he ain't either. So just get out. Matt?
Yeah?
You're 13. What's up?
Oh, I have this thing called Oh, my God. Now I can't even say it.
Well, you've been on hold for 108 minutes.
I know.
Jesus, Drew. Drew picks the calls, by the way, so he did it to you. Sorry, brother.
Brother. Mono.
Yeah?
We have mono.
Yeah, and I just found it out today, and it's like, oh, my God, and like, I'm, like, lost all my strength and stuff.
Yeah, you just get sick from that. You get fever, and you get a sore throat, and you get big swollen glands in your neck. It's awful.
Yeah.
And they say I most likely got it because I share sodas with people and stuff.
Yeah, it's passed through saliva and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
is there any medicine? I know there's no medicine to kill it, but is there, like, a medicine that would help it go away?
Not really. My mono patients, I usually put on antibiotics because often it seems to me the sore throat often has an infection on top of the mono. And so
yeah,
they
said it had, what do you call it?
Strep.
Yes.
Yeah, so it seems to get better quicker when you put them, at least the sore throat part does, but you're going to be sick for a couple of weeks, and that's what mono is. It's got to run its course.
Yeah, they said the longest person that had it was for 6 months.
Well, it's usually a couple of weeks, and it's awful, and it's miserable. I had it when I was 17. It was awful.
You did?
I lost like 30 pounds. And it was,
really?
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. Did you get to stay home for a while?
I couldn't get out of bed.
How long did you get to stay home?
I missed like the last month of my senior year.
Oh, that sounds so, it's so tantalizing.
Yeah, when you're that sick, it's nothing.
Yeah, but that's still, when I was in school, I remember some kid be out for a month. I think, oh, that lucky son of a bitch, he struck gold. That mono, it's like luck of the Irish. Ron?
Yeah.
You were splashed by a porta potty?
Yeah, I had a little splashback come up and hit my rectum.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's happened previously.
Sure.
After that, I developed this sitting maneuver I call the hover, where I hover above the seat, and it splashes, but not, it doesn't get on me.
Long-term maneuver
right.
for women
That's,
there, by the way.
That's something for everyone else to deal with.
Right.
Plus, you know the guy I love, the guy who just takes the whole roll of toilet paper and just whizzes on the entire thing. last porta potty I was in, the whole roll was sitting in that urinal,
nice.
Just doused. And I thought, ladies, you want to know what men are about? There you go. Just, I will soak the roll completely.
What's the question, Ron?
Well, now I have, this happened about 3 days ago.
Make it quick.
And now I have a rash around my rectum, and it hurts really bad to walk and to sit and to pretty much do anything.
Someone's got
to
look at that. I imagine the most likely thing is actually a chemical reaction to the stuff they treat that with.
Yeah.
Not anything else. So.
Right. All right. Good times. All right.
Ooh.
What's up?
I hear genius again.
Yes.
The sultry tones of genius ringing out across the nation.
Thank you. I was just explaining to Drew what a genius I was.
You heard it. Was that not what he was doing?
He requires a booster shot every once in a while.
To remind him.
Yeah. And I'd let you go. It's been 3 or 4
couple
days.
Weeks, yeah. No,
well,
no.
A couple weeks?
Since you've been quite so explicit and vehement. Yeah, you've been kind of tired, you know.
Well, I was out of town. I was in New York.
Right, that's where I missed it.
Spreading my genius around the East Coast.
That's right, I'm sure.
And then there was the long weekend.
Right. That's it?
Whatever it was, you'd missed out on a few.
Yeah, so you had to sort of dose up tonight.
Right.
I feel like we're back.
All right. Sex, Love, and Choices is the name of the organization. Embrace them. Welcome them to your community or school. Dina,
is
would
there a
you
phone number
like to give that number out again?
Yes, 626-398-6106.
Again, one more time.
626-398-6106.
Thanks for being here,
Thank
Dina.
You for having me. It's been fun.
And until next time, this is Adam Carolla, the genius. For Dr. Drew, saying mahalo.
I don't use a condom when I have sex.
Well, you're going to have a baby then.
Oh.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.